Saturday, the 30th day of May, 2015, Santa Barbara, California. Robert wrote the following. Now that you are on the path of whatever may come into focus next, you can move very quickly without looking for detail. This will be the greatest time in your life where you are totally free to advance in whatever direction you feel to be appropriate. Nothing can possibly stand in your road, and there is no need to take on any detail until you feel that it is needed. Simply live life to the fullest and deliver yourself to every experience that brings a smile to your face and warmth to your heart. As you continue to write, you can feel the freedom of movement and the open vision ahead. There is nothing but free space and accelerated movement all around you. The path winds and spins to such an extent that you are fully occupied by the complexity of the movement and the ease with which you navigate through the myriad of objects and events that are not visible to the eye. Everything around you is so active that there is no real explanation, and nothing can be recorded that proves the total activity that you feel. The movement beyond every measuring system in the world is now well in motion, and the elegance of humanity is providing all measurement at a level that is not yet recorded in science. No matter what science provides, it can be surpassed by the magic of each person. And now we are all at the point where we can dare to extend past all known phenomenon and produce the miracles that are our natural heritage. Every channel that you have experienced in the past has been opened considerably, and the new channels that you are using are providing much more communication in areas that you have never considered before. Out of nowhere, there are new experiences and real-time pictures that fill your field and bring your awareness to life in the physical world. This allows you to understand from a human level the exact nature of what is in front of you and how different it is from moment to moment. What you see is not what others see, but it includes everything that is seen by others. This has been confusing in the past, but now it is clear to the extent that you can easily filter what you want and allow the real picture to show itself to your physical being. As long as you continue to follow your spirit, you will know that the world of magic and miracles takes preference over all other worlds in the formation of your life as a physical being. To this end, we encourage you to continue to be unique in all ways and not attempt to be part of any person's needs or expectations. Listen carefully to what comes to you and step forward with the advancement that you understand to be uniquely yours. We bring this to you now to make sure that you're able to continue in the light that supports you and know that everything that you see for the future is happening because you are in your own special light. No matter what may be happening around you, there is a way for you to extend yourself from your origin and fit into the physical world all at the same time. The extension of your being in the physical world is the purpose of your presence on Earth, but there is no way to do this without the unique connections you have with the world beyond all worlds and the individuals who have been assigned to assist in the transition of Earth to the level of a universal star. All that you do can be seen in a moment from your origin, and the view from Earth can seem like a postage stamp when compared with the beautiful canvas of Earth that is presented from other worlds. You are the channel to these other worlds, and all that is seen through your eyes can and will be reflected in the physical plane for everyone to enjoy. There is never a time when you are committed to the image that comes from social analysis. Your actions are therefore not bound by social expectation. This is important when you are daring to do something new. All the forces of limitation can be ignored once you gather the idea that these hidden forces are not applicable to you. In the physical world, there are so many remnant forces that sometimes necessitate the earth to dissipate them in the form of a storm or a disaster. These same forces act on the human body and cause a similar reaction in an attempt to dissipate their effect. If you can see that the forces are not applicable to you, then the magic of your personal supercomputer will come to life and warp reality so that the forces no longer appear in your life. From here, it is easy to see that there is another way. Once again, all the influences of the world can be summoned to disappear out of your field in the same way that telegraph poles totally disappear from your consciousness but are navigated without appearing in your conscious vision. Let us continue without looking in any particular direction and see that there is more to say even when there is no subject. The flow of data is now the most important aspect of our conversation. Content will appear and disappear as we move along. There is a focus in every document, but there is no focus in a conversation. This is why you are concentrating on conversation as your presentation to people. All that comes from a conversation can be used as a guide, whereas a document with a specific subject can be absorbed or discarded because of the subject. What is happening right now is that the subject matter is being sent to the background so that you are able to enjoy the interaction. The pressure of social consideration is being programmed out of our conversation. All that you know is that you are writing and enjoying our company, and out of that will come a feeling of satisfaction that holds much more than the data that you were previously focused on. This is the magic that holds the simplicity of life above all other things, and our conversation is more relaxed and informative than ever before. With the need for interplanetary conversation, there has been a graphical interpretation planted in the physical mind that makes many of the natural abilities seem impossible. This representation is also something that has been placed in the unconscious part of the human anatomy, where it is used to judge what can and can't be absorbed by humanity. The same mechanism that we use to signal our personal supercomputer to move something out of our conscious vision has been used to hide what we use to judge ourselves on a daily basis. To reverse such a thing is as easy as the original process. All that is needed is a conscious effort to see what is being used as your internal standard for judgment. As you see it clearly, it will disappear, and as long as you do not try to replace it, it will come up again and again until it is fully dissipated. You do not need standards programmed into your physical system. All your standards come with you and are not held in your body or your mind. They are part of your character from another world and never appear in the decision-making process of the mind. All that we have said can now disappear into the background of the conversation, and all the new material will come to light as we continue in the freedom of our exciting interaction. The content of free flow will come and go and bring the sparkle that appears without focus in the world of magic and miracles. This is the real subject of our conversation. The simplicity of life comes with a signature of magic and miracles, and there is nothing more that is needed in every interaction. All explanations can be forgotten once the magic is experienced and the special gifts flow between the people of the universe and beyond.